Donald Trump has won the presidential race, so this is academic. But who will receive the 4 electoral votes in closely contested New Hampshire remains up in the air this morning. The race is too close to call there, as is the hard-fought U.S. Senate contest in New Hampshire. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has spent months covering both races and joins us now from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Anthony, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Nice to be here, Bob.
So you had a long night of watching election results with Clinton backers in New Hampshire. Tell us about their reaction.
Well, as you can imagine, they were shocked and disappointed at the outcome of the general election. But this race in New Hampshire remains undecided. And over the night, the lead has moved back and forth several times. We still don't know for sure how this is going to turn out, Bob. But the latest numbers have Trump ahead by just a few hundred votes in New Hampshire. So very close. Now, as you can imagine, this was not the result that Democrats wanted or expected. And as it became clear late in the evening that Donald Trump was going to prevail nationally, New Hampshire Democrats pretty much gave up and headed home with the outcome of the race still undecided. And as I suggested, they were more than a little dispirited. Here's Michaela Heights of Londonderry, New Hampshire.
I think he's appealing to a certain demographic that longs for the good old days when they were on top. Other than that, I really don't know. It scares me. That's all I know right now.
What about the other side, Anthony? Tell us how Donald Trump supporters in New Hampshire are reacting.
Well, understandably, they're very excited, but also fairly surprised. Here's Paul Kelly of Nashua responding last night to as Donald Trump marched toward victory.
It doesn't feel real at all. At all. Feels completely like a dream. I was with the political consensus, which was that this was a near impossibility. I mean, even most Trump supporters didn't see this coming, so totally unexpected.
All right, what about the U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire between the incumbent Republican Kelly Ayotte and the Democratic challenger Maggie Hassan, who's stepping down as New Hampshire's governor? What do we know about that undecided race this morning?
That it's still undecided. It remains extremely close. Over the night, it has rocked back and forth. But at this moment, Bob, Republican incumbent Kelly Ayotte remains ahead by just a few hundred votes, and the votes are still being counted. Early this morning, Maggie Hassan came out to address her supporters. Here's a little bit of what she said.
So I hope that everyone can get some rest tonight, and that we'll have some more good news to report in the morning. Thank you all so much.
The New Hampshire contest will not decide who controls the U.S. Senate, as Republicans have won enough seats elsewhere to keep control. But is it being viewed as another indication of how closely divided New Hampshire has become?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, as you know, going into election night, most polls suggested that this was going to be an extremely close race. And it was. In fact, it still is. And I think it speaks to two things. It speaks to how closely divided New Hampshire has become, as you suggested, but it also speaks to the strength of Donald Trump, who prevailed across the country and obviously had a big impact on the outcome in New Hampshire as well.
And what about the other big races in New Hampshire, Anthony?
Well, with the Democrat Maggie Hassan leaving the governor's office, New Hampshire will have a Republican governor. Chris Sununu defeated Democrat Colin Van Oster. In the second congressional district, Democrat Annie Custer will keep her seat. She defeated Republican Jim Lawrence. And in the first congressional district, Democrat and former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter defeated the Republican incumbent Congressman Frank Ginta.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting from New Hampshire this morning. Anthony, thanks a lot for all your work.
My pleasure, Bob.